Well, I'm 92 and have lived in this house for the last 50 years. We bought this place when we moved from London, and I've been here on my own since 1996. It's quite a big house, 4 bedrooms, though one isn't really a bedroom, it's more of a junk room. This place has a lot of memories for me, and I really don't want to leave it. I have a stair lift to help me get up and down. I have one child, my daughter, who lives just a few miles away. She helps me quite a lot. She has 2 children, my granddaughters, aged 19 and 15. She runs her own business. She has a lasting power of attorney. That's it, lasting power of attorney. I've got quite a lot of health problems. I'm very hard of hearing and my balance isn't good, which means I have falls. I've damaged one eye as a result. It's rather embarrassing, really. I've been in and out of hospital a good many times. My daughter comes in when she can, but she's very busy and I rely a lot on carers, which I pay for myself. I had some help from social services when I first came out of hospital, but since then I've paid for my own care. The carers come 3 times a day most days. In the morning, they help me wash and dress and get my breakfast. If I have a midday call, they help to get my lunch too. And in the evening, they help me take my medication and get ready for bed. I've had to stop a couple of the midday calls because I need to cut down my expenditure. I'm determined to do as much as I can, you see. And I prepare my own vegetables. On the whole, my carers are very good, though the morning call is earlier than I'd like. They wake me at around 7, when I'd prefer 8 or 8:30. The evening call is also a bit early, around 8:30. But I know that they have trouble fitting everyone in. Frankly, I don't know how they do it. I liked the first agency I used. They were quite small, a family-run agency. But they were taken over by a bigger agency that I think only had experience of providing cleaning services. They weren't very good. And their communication was dreadful. I stopped them after a while and went with the agency I use now. The carers are all right on the whole. I've got to know most of them. But we had a problem with one of them. She took my credit card, which she did to 3 people. She came in. She wasn't even supposed to come that day. She must have watched me. She used it. My daughter got the money back, not from the agency, of course, but from the credit card company. She did 3 other people too. She was employed by the agency. That really makes it hard to trust, if you know what I mean. They got rid of the person in question, and they've been fined since, so we've stayed with them. Better the devil you know, I suppose. My daughter complained to social services, but they said they'd had no other complaints about this agency, and so we stayed with them. I do worry about how I'm going to pay for my care. I pay around £1,400 per month, which is a lot more than my pensions and my attendance allowance, and a little money from some share investments bring in. I think maybe I could get more attendance allowance than I do, but I haven't looked into it. Frankly, I've been drawing on my savings for some time now, and it's got to the point where I think I'll have to sell some of my shares. I've cut down on 2 of my lunchtime calls to save a bit of money, but frankly, that doesn't make a lot of difference. I have a gardener and a cleaner too, which I pay for. I really don't want to cut down any more, but I might have to one day. My daughter is very busy and I don't want to ask her for more.